Hello, everyone. We're going to do the Weekend Motivator, and I wanted to talk to you guys about how we're finishing up the month. So very often what happens is we start off really good and we rock out for a little bit, or we get some new enthusiasm because it's first of the month. And then somewhere in the middle, we're either continuing our progress and making our way to our goal. And so for those of you, here's my suggestion. Use the end of the month as a way to assess, look at what really worked for you this month, and how can you put a little gas on the fire for the last few days of the month, just to kind of really solidify and teach your brain to always be up-leveling just a little. Because one of the things I notice is that when we are having success is that sometimes we get in the habit of the success and we forget to still be looking at little ways we could level up. Now, that doesn't mean you have to, but it's just a good idea to get your brain primed and ready to be thinking about the next version of you. All right. So for those of you who start out strong and or start out with a big plan and things don't go the way you want, you still need to assess this month and do a real honest one without a lot of judgment. Here would be my biggest suggestion. Number one is it doesn't matter how many days are left. I don't care if you watch this video and there's one day left, 6 days left, or whatever's left in the month. There is no, like, I'm going to wait for the perfect time. There's no magic on the first of the month. This is the exact perfect time to practice your brain, in your brain teaching it that we don't wait anymore. That losing weight is always a series of minute to minute, hour by hour, or meal by meal decisions. I'm either drinking my water or I'm not. I'm either going to bed on time tonight or I'm not. Like, we do so much kicking the can down the road thinking that, you know, tomorrow is a better day. I would like to start with, you know, everything just being perfect. What if you just end the day? I don't care if it's 10 o'clock at night, you're watching this and it's July 29th. What if this is the time where you do one better decision rather than doing what you normally do, which is teach your brain, tomorrow is a good time to start. Tomorrow I will be better. Tomorrow something's drastically going to change for me. Nothing changes until you make a decision to start changing in that moment. So for all of you that, you know, started off stronger and or started off strong but kind of fizzled out or whatever, I challenge you to learn the ultimate lesson this month, which is break in the habit of thinking that there's never a perfect time to just get started. Like, every moment. Like, I'm going to tell you one of the things that I thought about when I was losing weight was, like, every moment was day one. Like, I just didn't believe that there was, like, strings. I have a friend who has a hashtag. It's hashtag no streaks or something like that. And it's basically the idea of we get into the habit, or team no streaks. We get into the habit of thinking that, like, we have to do things in a row in order to be successful. And when we have that one mistake, it's like, oh, we got to start all over. I just beg you guys to quit doing that. Just like if you're collecting your, like, accomplishments, collect all of them. You don't ever have to start over. I don't care if it's been 6 months. You get to pick up wherever you want. You're never starting over. You're never so far gone. You're never off of a wagon. You're just doing or you're not. And in that moment, if you're not judging yourself and you're just like, you know what I can do right now? I think I can leave a few bites behind. Something has to change and it can start right now. I don't have to quit waiting for it. The last thing that I wanted to say would be for all of you, and that is every month I think it's really important as women that we take time to figure out what we've done right. I love end of month because I like to look back at the month and just relish in some of the good things that happened. And it does not have to be weight loss. If you banged it out in weight loss, celebrate all the things. If you didn't bang it out in weight loss, figure out something in your life that's going right and write about it. It just gets your brain conditioned and primed to start going to what is working. Too often I watch all of us think about what's not working versus what can I be doing. Just like I was reading something earlier and somebody was having just a total shit fit about like their pants were getting tight. They aren't doing anything. Like, I forget what all she said, but something about, she's basically an asshole to herself. And I went in and I was like, you know, this is what I was thinking when I was reading it. It was like, if I'm going to take the time to post in PNP Tribe and probably get the attention of people that have lost weight successfully, get the attention of coaches, and probably get Corinne in there, the last thing I'm going to do is need to be coached on my shitty attitude. That would be the last thing I would want coached on. Y'all all know I don't condone that kind of talking to yourself. And it is such a time waster. So her coaching was all about her shitty attitude about herself. And it's like, I'd come in there and be like, here's the deal. I've been gaining weight. Here's the 5 reasons why I know I'm gaining weight. Every night I'm face down eating this or whatever. Like, identify the problems and say, this is where I need my help. I need strategies. I need to have somebody to help me figure out why I'm doing it. My guess would be, come in, guys. You come into the tribe. Like, we'll coach you on like self-judgment. But hell, I would much rather coach you on what is going on in terms of like where you're making your mistakes and how we can improve upon it. That is such a faster way to lose weight. But if you've got to have a mental breakdown and like beat yourself up and stuff, I just want you to know you're putting the brakes on getting the help that you need. I'm more than happy to do it. But what I want for all of you more than anything is for you to get into the habit of like, maybe I like the one thing I need to change. The one thing that's teaching me as I'm gaining weight is I've really got to up-level my personal thinking just a little. Is this the lesson I'm supposed to learn? Because I guarantee you, when I read people beating themselves up and they don't have, they can't even, they're not even telling me what's going on with their food and stuff, it's probably because they're beating themselves up on the religion in so many areas, or they're like not managing their mind in so many areas that's why they're eating. It's like, what if we just decide, like, I'm going to get into my data. And that's for all of you for Gift of Fat. I think that for this month, the best way to end a month, the best way to end any challenge is do a review. What worked and what didn't? If I hit my goal, it was because I did these things. It's because I thought these things. And in general, this last month, I felt. If I didn't hit my goal, why? What was I doing and what was I not doing this month? Do this with curiosity, guys, and openness and a willingness to like explore yourself, resist the temptation to judge yourself, and ask yourself, going forward, if I was going to pick one thing and get laser focused on it for next month, and all of you can do this. I've been coaching a lot lately on, let's not fix all the things. Let's fix one thing. Let's get really focused on one thing we know that's sabotaging us, and let's just work on it. I was coaching someone the other day, and we were talking about she was not losing the weight she wanted to, and she had like, it's here, here, and here. I said, well, let's just pick one. Which one do you think? And she wanted to work on all the things. I said, what if we just do this? What if we just work on the one for 30 days? We gain total authority over it. We really dive in. We put all of our energy and focus there, and we let the rest of them just ride. Once you feel so good about this one, you already know the other ones to pick from. But knock them down like dominoes. So the end of challenges and end of the month, guys, is a terrific time to sit and reflect and to think and to spend 5 to 10 minutes really going through. One of the neat things about the new planner, it's going to have a form all for you. But what you can do this month is to make sure that with the time you have left, go ahead and think about what's been working. And for all of you who are super close to your goal, just be like, what am I willing to do to get there? What am I willing to do? Don't do anything crazy, but say, what am I willing to do? Maybe I'm willing to take another step that I've kind of been hesitant on. Maybe I'll try it on for size for the last few days. I can always go back to how I've been doing it. I can always do that. And that's another beautiful thing. You can always go back to it. But maybe I'll just try on for a few days to see what this will do. All right, guys, I appreciate everybody gifting me some fat this month. We have had some great success in PNP. We will be getting out information to all of you to be able to send in information about what happened, and we're going to do some little surprises for you guys, and y'all have a good weekend. Bye, y'all.